Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. Each month, Jeffrey Riley and Josh Gross get together to talk about some of the live music events coming to our region. Here's Rogue Sounds.
Josh Gross, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Always glad to be welcomed back, Jeffrey.
And it's a bigger welcome back. You just got back from a big road trip with Puppeteers for Fears, and it was really a truly nationwide trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we started out in Oregon where they got all the good produce, and we went to Wisconsin where they got the good cheese, and Chicago where they got the good carbs, and then we went to New York where they have the best cold cuts. We're like, finally, we can make a sandwich. And we headed through the South, you know, get some side dishes, and came all the way back home.
Where was the good pizza?
The truth is, the best pizza is in Portland.
Wow.
Everyone in New York and Chicago is ready to murder me, but guess what? I'm back on the West Coast, and you can't get me now.
Well, good to have you back in the Rogue Valley. And so let's talk about things that are coming to the Rogue Valley and environs, starting with Atmosphere coming to Brit on Sunday, August 4th. Let's just go ahead and hear the music, and then we can talk about the band just a little bit.
So yeah, here's totally.
Atmosphere with a song called The Best Day.
It's a bad day, bad week, and a bad month. Don't nobody want to trade with my bag lunch. Someday I'ma be so cool, but for now I got cheap shoes, so I keep losing. Girls give no love to a poor man. It's a prison, the clock is warden, and it won't get no better when I get home. So I listen to the voice in my headphones. It say, every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play.
Now, there were some lyrics in there that maybe moved to the second verse, but man, oh man, I get that song on my hips in a hurry.
Yeah, these guys are catchy. They know how to use like an old sort of like piano-style sort of soul hook. You know, Atmosphere's from Minnesota. They've been around 25 years or so, and they're one of the sort of early voices in what's kind of generally known as emo rap,
mm-hmm.
Where they kind of like took hip-hop and started injecting a little more sort of inward reflection and sort of like personal sort of lyrical style to it in a way that, you know, has become a much bigger piece of the sort of hip-hop ecosystem. So these guys really were at the forefront of sort of like, you know, major changes to the genre that still do resonate today. So they're architects of the genre, but they're major players, and they've toured relentlessly, and you know, they're a big deal for a reason. You know, they got the Star and the Minneapolis club along with Prince and everything like that, you know, so they're a big deal.
I appreciate the way they split the genre. At first it was like, okay, it's rap, and then it was like, well, no, he's kind of singing too. I'd never heard it kind of split the difference like that.
Well, hip-hop has always kind of been the mashup of everything, you know, and it's like they grab a little bit of world music, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of singing, a little bit of talking, you know, and it's kind of the mashup of everything. So it's always there, and these guys were bringing in a little bit more of the sort of what, you know, in the rock world would be the sort of indie rock influence, so you're seeing a lot of that. I mean, like, the keyboards, I mean, those could be, it could be an ELO track, or, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. I like them. They got a great vibe, you know, and they've been around. They're legends, you know, like respect for respect's due.
Atmosphere at Brit on Sunday, August 4th. Josh Gross is with us with another edition of Rogue Sounds here in the Jefferson Exchange. We move on now to Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression coming to the Talent Club. And here's a song with a delightful title. You'll pick it up within a couple of seconds. That is some fun stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's just groovy. I mean, like, I could just stop right there and just, that's all you really know. It's groovy. You hear it, you just want to just kind of wiggle your hips a little bit and get down. You know, and it's got that real sort of nice 70s sound, real warm little, you know, little groove, little kind of staccato guitars that give that, like, you know, the sense of polyrhythms. You know, it's not exactly like retro throwback, but it evokes that, you know, sort of like mid-1970s kind of like groovy, funky soul, you know, and far better, I think, than a lot of acts that are, you know, sort of working in that space right now. I think these guys are really nailing it.
Yeah, they really are. So, but I'm always surprised when I see acts coming to the Talent Club because I mean this sounds like an act that could certainly pack a bigger venue. And
I believe they've played as big as Red Rocks, not headlining, but Red Rocks in Colorado is a pretty impressive stage. I mean, the Talent Club is a really nice stage, and they do get a lot of great bands on the touring circuit. You know, oftentimes stuff that's maybe not looking to like headline Brit or anything like that, but looking to come through the area. Bands do want to play in this region, and it is one of the better stages, but for a particular size.
As we pointed out in the past, it helps to be along the I-5 corridor, doesn't it?
It really, really does. It's, you got to pull over for gas anyway. Might as well stop and play a gig,
Right. Josh Gross is with us with another edition of Rogue Sounds here in the Jefferson Exchange. That was Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression coming to the Talent Club on August 8th. Next up on the list is Tigers on Opium. I like the name already. Tigers on Opium coming to the Sound Lounge in Grass Pass. This is called Diabolique. Got to hand it to these guys. They started like Black Sabbath and got into Styx by the end there.
Yeah, they really do. They got that kind of like harmonized vocals that kind of like evokes a lot of classic rock with a real heavy backbeat, I think these guys are great, and I think it's like they bring a really nice heavy sound, but also they have really nice songwriting chops and really good instrumentalism. And I think it's really interesting. So, like you mentioned at the top of this, I just did finish this national tour and, was kind of paying attention to what was going on in the various, on the touring circuit places we're at. And the thing is right now, heavy music, especially is having a real renaissance. And I think, everywhere we'd go, there'd be these big, like metal bands and hardcore festivals and, big stoner rock things. And I think there's just this thing that you get from, loud, like heavy music, like these guys are doing, that doesn't translate to an online space and doesn't fully translate. Like you can listen to the record, but being there live is not replaceable, and a lot of pop music, it works just as well on TikTok as it does going to see it. Maybe you're not really as invested, but these big heavy bands, they're having a moment because you can't, it's not a one for one. You can't take it off, into the digital world. And so I think, this is a great time to see stuff like that because there's a real renaissance of this kind of music. And these guys they've been at it for a while, but like, man, their stuff is good.
It seems to me that's a difficult landing to stick, if we can go for an Olympics phrase for the moment here, but to try to find a way to have a sound that people recognize from your recordings, but also different enough in a live performance that they appreciate it in a different way, perhaps.
It is, the studio and live have long been understood to be two entirely different things. And, and I'd actually watched a documentary about the Beach Boys, and they said one of the reasons the Beach Boys endured while the Beatles didn't is that the Beach Boys were able to play their songs live after Brian Wilson did whatever he did to them in the studio, and the Beatles were not able to replicate what they had done on, Sgt. Pepper's live. And I don't know about that, but I thought it was a really interesting sort of way to examine, the difference between the two things. And, I think there's some great big heavy recordings, but it really is not as good as they are. When you go see it live, it just grabs you by the heart and it punches you in the chest in a way that you don't get from anything else. It's, like religious revivalism or something like that. You feel that Holy Spirit. And I think that's part of why it's having a big moment right now. It's just people want that experience. And, it's one of the few things that you can't really get elsewhere. It remains fixed. That's the only way to get it.
Live shows is what we're talking about here. Josh Gross is our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange for another edition of Rogue Sounds. That's Tigers on Opium coming to Sound Lounge in Grants Pass on August 10th. And then we move 2 days later to Brit Festival in Jacksonville, and the Dead South will be headlining. This is called In Hell I'll Be Good Company. These guys could do so much. I'm always impressed when I hear the Dead South.
Yeah, they're great, man. I'm relatively new convert, but I just love that sound. I've loved banjos since long before they were cool, and it's just, but they don't try to do too showy with it. It just fills that space where it needs to be. But they've got that kind of like touch of like Southern Gothic influence that really sort of makes the music as spooky as it does groovy, and I really like that. It's just you hear it and you're like, yeah, you want to move, but also you're like, ooh, this is, you know, there's a little darkness to this. It's intriguing. I want to know the backstory.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of that going on. Josh Gross, once again with Rogue Sounds here in the Jefferson Exchange. That's the Dead South coming to Brit on August 12th. We finish up with King Youngblood coming to Local 31 in Ashland on August 15th. Let's hear "Cried in My Cadillac," and I'll tell the listeners, listen for the versatility with these guys.
My therapist, take your time. Only permanent things change. I'm ready to face the facts. Breathe on me, please relax. I'm ready to face the facts. Breathe on me, please relax. I don't wanna hold back, so I cry in my Cadillac.
So there's almost a metal edge there, but then they throw those great harmonies in there too. It's just, I just love the way that so many things kind of cross over in music these days.
Yeah, everything's kind of a mashup of everything. It's the sort of great genre mash. And these guys, they've got a great heavy rock sound and a great smooth rock sound when they want. They're really dynamic. They played Ashland a year or two back when actually their van broke down in town and they were just wandering around town looking for a gig. and ended up landing because they had to get their van at a Local 31 because they had to get their van fixed. And so it was just kind of a random whoever was there that night. But wow, what a show did they put on. I mean, just as dynamic as they are on their instruments, just as dynamic on stage, just a really, really great showman and like a really just dynamic sound with a lot of as much sort of pop chops as just, kick you in the teeth rock and roll. Like, I feel like it was one of those bands where you see, like, ooh, these guys are not going to be playing at this club, this level much longer. And I'm actually a little surprised to see him back, but I'm grateful for it. So,
I was going to ask you if it's a raw or sound, but you're saying they keep the pop chops even in performance.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Like, smooth like butter. It was pretty impressive because it's a hard dance to play at that volume and not just strain everything a little bit. It takes like a real command and mastery of your instrument and the voices and of like just your sort of presence on stage. And these guys had it in spades. So,
all right. So let me go through the list once again. It's all up at our website at jeffexchange.org. Just look for the latest Rogue Sounds with Josh Gross. We have Atmosphere coming to Brit on Sunday, the 4th of August. Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression at Talent Club on August 8th. Tigers on Opium at Sound Lounge in Grants Pass on August 10th. The Dead South at Brit on August 12th. And King Youngblood coming to Local 31 in Ashland on August 15th. If you want that song title again, it's "Cried in My Cadillac." I just love the title alone. Fun stuff in there. Josh Gross, always good to visit with you. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeffrey. Always a pleasure.
And that's it for today's JX segments. JeffExchange.org is our website where you can find these conversations and more, or you can subscribe to our shows wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Angela Decker. Andrew Crackle is engineering our show today. Our theme music is composed by Maxwell and Terry Longshore. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.